marathon bombing, including how would we go about detecting these kind of IEDs more effectively? And joining me right now with more details on this is Stephen Yoder, who is a contributor to TheFiscalTimes.com. And I was reading his article about the seven new tools that can stop a bomb in a backpack. Steve, welcome to the program. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Bill.
So, what are you looking at here, these various types of devices? Because what kind of concerned me is that I'm thinking about, okay, pressure cooker bomb. There was talk about bomb-sniffing dogs having been there at the marathon site, too. But, let's see, the pressure cooker, of course, means that it's also sealed. So that makes it even more difficult to detect. True enough, or can we detect them even in these small quantities?
That is difficult. The idea with most of the new detection technology is that terrorists, bad guys, tend to leave minute traces of explosives on their clothing or hands and so forth when they're assembling these. And so most of these technologies are designed to detect those trace amounts. There's one of these that's designed to actually penetrate, backpacks and clothing. Whether it could penetrate a pressure cooker is another question.
Okay. So you talk about minute quantities. Now, does that also apply to black powder? Because reportedly, black powder was used to make these, and black powder is pretty crude explosive. It's not even really an explosive, per se, only when you put enough of it together.
Right. The seven techniques that we looked at for this article, yes, would detect a range of explosives, including black powder, Semtec, gunpowder, C4. Given the range of types of materials that terrorists are turning to, it's pretty important. And scientists obviously recognize this, that they'd be able to manufacture, put together devices that can go after a whole range of stuff, not just TNT.
Okay, so why don't you break down some of what they're looking at right now or is already in existence?
Sure. And some of these have been developed in the lab and have not been commercialized. In one category, you've got devices that you can stand away from a suspect or suspicious object and use from a distance. So in that category, like laser scanners that direct a pulse of light at the object, and the explosives emit a unique pattern, and thereby your scanner will go off. You've also got what are called THZ detectors, which emit what are called T-rays, which is what they're dubbing T-rays. That these are this is radiation pulses, and the radiation these can actually penetrate, is what I was referencing earlier, can actually penetrate a backpack or underclothing and see what the composition is of a substance under other material.
This sounds more sophisticated than what we would think of as a standard X-ray, right?
That's right. Yep. My understanding is this is the same idea. It's radiation and there's a laser component to it as well. But it is it's supposed to be harmless radiation and not damage obviously people. Yeah.
Okay. You also have in the article here fluorescent explosives detectors. Fluorescent.
Yeah.
What is this all about?
Right. So this is a company that's developed handheld machines. These weigh about 2.5 pounds. They contain fluorescent compounds that go dim in the presence of an explosive. So normally your machine is going to be lit up when something like TNT is around. It goes dim, and your detector goes off and tells you there's this is a sniffer, so it's designed to detect explosive compounds in the air. So
once again, a very common theme then is that minute quantities of explosive material being detected by very sensitive devices. That's one of these.
Right? Yep, that's one of these. Maybe the most interesting in the sniffer category, and I guess four of the seven of these that we talk about in this article are in the sniffer category, but maybe the most interesting is in Britain, researchers have developed they put bee, you know, it turns out that honeybees are just about as accurate as dogs, sniffer dogs, in detecting explosives. So they put bees and they train bees to detect explosives using food. They put them in cartridges inside a detector, little boxes inside a detector. And then when the bees detect an explosive, they stick out their tongues in expectation of food, and that detector goes off. So that was in a lab, but the researchers say it's been reliable, and now it's just a matter of getting it out of the lab and into.
No kidding. Yeah. This one is that is intriguing. And you can train these bees within just a few minutes. They're that good, huh?
That's what the researchers say. It doesn't take
time. Right.
They're not as finicky as dogs.
Yeah, and pretty soon, I guess what the bomb detector type people will be walking around with bee cartridges of bees. What you just loaded in there, and now how do you detect them sticking their tongue out? Though I'm kind of curious. They're pretty small.
That's in the realm of the science. Yeah, that's one that's probably beyond my pay grade. But in essence, your detector is designed. These bees, I mean, we're not saying tongues, but they're proboscises that bees have.
Oh, okay.
And so your detector is designed to how they do that. Bill is that's for the scientists. But yes, the detector is designed to do this.
So you also cover over other categories such as the terahertz spectroscopy equipment. Is that actually in production at this point, or spectroscopy? That is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Is that in production right now?
Those have been developed in the lab, two labs, RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in New York, and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Those have both developed THZ detectors, these THZ detectors, so they're not commercial yet. These hold, you know, tremendous promise, because one of the scientists said that these are so sensitive that you could theoretically make these lightweight enough and sensitive enough, you could mount them above, say, an airport door, the front entrance to an airport, and as people walk through, everybody would be scanned. They'd act like smoke detectors almost, so, you know, they go off when you know, somebody comes through with something suspicious under their clothing or in a backpack.
So I guess the day could be coming when the days of having to search luggage or to search everybody for every little possible explosive device may be quickly coming to a close, and technology really racing to the forefront of this.
Yeah, and I think the promise of that is that when you think about about crowd control, when you think about something like the Boston Marathon, where, you know, it's an outdoor crowd, how do you search everybody? Well, you don't, but you're maybe getting to the point where you have some kind of controlled access. And obviously it's tough. How are you going to search everybody coming through there? But if you can mount something more automated, like these THC detectors, or have automated sniffer devices, you know, in that entrance, you could theoretically, you know, be detecting possible threats as people come through, and then direct your human resources towards searching those people that show up as possible threats.
Yeah, and I guess that what's good about this is that it could be effective, but yet not invasive. It's, you know, kind of having, you know, the police state thugs going after everybody and roughhousing everybody going into a stadium or going out to see an event. You're able to conduct your life more normally. There's nothing wrong with that, really.
Right. Yeah, I don't think most of the public would have any problem with that. I mean, even now, I mean, people are accepting, obviously, the idea of searches at, say, you know, NFL stadiums and so forth. But, you know, but I think people obviously have even less objection to these types of non-intrusive technologies.
Well, Stephen, it's a really interesting article, and we touched on about half of the techniques in there. There's ion mobility, vapor detection, 3D imaging, and so much more. People can read up more on this on thefiscaltimes.com, on my blog today. I'll also link directly to that. We appreciate you coming on the program this morning. Thanks again.
You're most welcome.
All right, great job. We'll get that on since it's West Coast here. We'll play it a little bit later on in the program, but
okay.
Hey, thanks again for being on. Okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Bill.
Bye.
Bye.